Okay. Day 10. The no expectation exercise. Abbas?
Yeah, for this day, you do the exact same thing you do the previous day with one crucial difference. You approach each woman without any expectation and as close as you can to just zero emotion. In fact, if you must have an emotion, and you don't, but if you must, you just approach it with boredom. Nothing else. Either boredom or no emotion whatsoever.
This is a perfect lead into what's going on tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be probably the most trying day that you can possibly have. Because I tried it and I had to start the entire experience over.
So I think this is just a good time to let everyone go and try this no expectation exercise. Mm-hmm. At this point, you've been approaching women for days. You probably don't even know how many you've approached so far. But it's a lot. You know how to do this really well. If you don't, then start all over from day one.
Okay, today is the first day of the last day of your life. And we're going to have you focus on your list one more time. I don't think we're going to work on the lists so much anymore, but you should look at them periodically. And you may not notice much changes. Like I was saying, these changes they're small enough for them to go unnoticed. But think about it. If you've actually done this, if you've done these exercises, you've done at least, I don't know, how many approaches? 9 times 30 is 270? 270 people in 9 days. Dude, that's fucking awesome. Anyway, so I want you to look at your list of all the things that you wrote down. And you may want to reassess your goal, because you should always reassess your goal depending on where you are, because the first goal started from where you were. If you don't want to change your goal, if you still think that's a goal to head towards, great, perfect, keep it there. And I want you to think about that first goal and see what beliefs get in your way now. And notice the differences between the beliefs that get in your way now. And, you know, see what comes up. Maybe it's like, I'm just too bored because there's too many women to approach. You know, that's even better. Start changing them because I think they will be changing regardless. see what your beliefs about women are now. So this is basically an excellent time for you to reassess everything that you've written. Change your affirmations. By the way, that's another great way of getting affirmations to keep working, is that as you notice changes, instead of beating a dead horse, you start beating a new dead horse. Does that make sense? You just change your affirmations so that they suit the needs and the purposes of now as opposed to a week ago. And ask yourself, where do you want to be? Constantly reassess that. And with that, we move on to the very next day. And we'll see you tomorrow.